thank you, and thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Who's that?
Thank you. Red's coming in now. Come on in, Red.
Hey, Red, come on in and blow some.
Hey, Red,
way you want it.
That's yours to drag. Let me see. Hey, fellas, hold up there a minute. Hold up there. Let's get in a groove like this.
Back in the States.
This is the Hound, and you're listening to WFMU East Orange. And I'm driving for the next 3 hours. There's a Red Price out there, rock and roll party. We heard Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers with Pine Top. Puddle Jumpers on the Federal label with Snake Charmer. Googie Renee's only good record, Sidetracked. We opened it up with Calvin Green by request, The Big Push. As opposed to the Beer Hall Push. Anyway, I'm all by myself today, loud and loathsome. Though we do have a vibe report coming in. Bill Bruch, of course, is leading the gay rights parade down to Washington. He's on the Lesbians Against T. Valentine float with his new long, flowing locks. And let's see, what are we going to do today? What am I going to do today? Of course, a blues hangover made up of scratchy 45s that may be unlistenable. And we have a Western Swing hillbilly hangover. And we got a lot of request items to get out of the way. And I got tons of old rock and roll records, of course, including we're gonna play some stuff you never heard before. And then we're gonna go home. We got Vomology and good stuff, all kinds of good stuff. Knuckleheads in the news. Renegade did a bang up job in the news this week. So without further ado, guy just called and requested Jerry Lee Lewis, and if you can always hear Jerry Lee, you play him all day long. They do that too.
Shiver fly like oak leaves, caught in a gust of wind. My heart beats fast, have a clickety clack, like a train going round a bend. I call that loving up a call. I said, well, it's good for you, honey. It won't do you no harm.
When I begin to with it, darling,
all I can hear is a sigh. Something touches you deep in your heart like it's lightning from the sky. I call that loving up a storm. Oh, loving up a storm. That is good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm.
Racing, darling, I get wild as a hurricane. And when we kiss,
it's on the fire. Ice water's running through my veins. I call that loving up a storm. Oh, loving up a storm. And it's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. But it's good for you, baby. It
won't do you no harm. It's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
We have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, don't you cry. I'm gonna pull down the satellite from the sky. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. I never saw a man in this world who could fly. I only heard of one that ever did try. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, throw me a star, and then I'll know right where you are. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. My young dove's calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, don't you cry. I'm gonna pull down the satellite from the sky. To you I'll fly. 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 To you I'll fly.
Now, let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Now
black and wavy hair.
Black wavy hair.
Now what you gonna say if I hold your hand? What you gonna say if I hold your hand? Will you look me in my eyes and say I'm your lover man? Hey, 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 we're gonna reel, gonna roll,
gonna
dance, drink, have the ball. What you gonna
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard?
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Oh, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Oh, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Well, I'm gonna get me some rocking chips, and I'm gonna rock away all the blues. I'm a rocking daddy. Yeah, a rocking daddy. I'm a rocking daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Well, I told little mama she'd be good. We'd stay up and rock all night with a rockin' daddy. Yeah, a rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy with my brand new rockin' shoes. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, a rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Well, I'm gonna get me some rockin' chips, and I'm gonna rock away all the blues. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, a rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding Dong, Tennessee. Some rockin' chips, then I'm gonna rock
rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Dayton, Tennessee.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here at WFMU East Orange with Sonny Fisher, Rockin' Daddy. Sonny Fisher, who Sideburns Hall of Famer, looked quite a bit like Abe Lincoln. Probably still does. The Drifters there, Clyde McFadder, What You Gonna Do? The Couplings, Young Doves Calling. Rex Garvin and his Mighty Cravers did Emulsify. That's a request. Send that one out to Candy. And we opened up with Jerry Lee Lewis, Loving Up a Storm, complete with Skip. It's a station copy. Got and what do we got for you? Renouncements. Nothing too thrilling that I know. Now that we don't have a listings here, but I do know the Sea Monkeys with Dave the Spaz Abramson are playing at Spiral tonight. Every time I've been in there, there's been at least one stabbing. So if you feel that need, folks, that's a good place to head with your implement. At Brownies, there's the Swinging Neckbreakers, the Friggs, Speedball Baby, and the Cherubs. That's also tonight. And Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's tonight, and at the Continental Divide Thursday. I think Solomon Burke is at Tramps Friday. I think. I'm not sure about that one. Somebody might want to call and verify that for me. And how about that David Koresh, huh? It's only April, and I can't see anybody beating him out for the Media Star of the Year. Of course, anybody notice the similarities between David Koresh and Rodney King? They're both black. It's interesting. The reactions around the world are all anti-FBI. Basically, every non-American police force came out against the action that was taken by charging the compound. Basically, I don't know. I think basically they were going to do that to themselves anyway. I'm not sure if they did the wrong thing by charging the place. But you got to feel bad for the kids. Religion is such a bad idea for anybody, whether it's the New York School Board or morons down in Waco. We might even be getting his demo tape. Somebody I know is on the trail of his demo tape. He was able to buy $200,000 worth of guns and ammunition tax-free because he was a religious organization. That's incredible. Anyway, let's get off of that because everyone's sick of it. Of course, the Richard Simmons sex case, that might have knocked David Koresh out of the headlines for a few minutes. Fitness guru Richard Simmons has been accused by a former employee of a home shopping network of sexually harassing her during a visit to the company's offices almost 2 years ago. Here are the charges. Simmons was accused of making lewd, lecherous, wanton, and lascivious comments aimed at her, and he attempted to wrestle her on top of the Xerox machine to Xerox her breasts. Anyway, she's seeking $150,000 in damages. And I guess this is in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Files have been charged. Would have never guessed him for that, would you, huh? On with the show. We got a hillbilly hangover made up of incredibly trashy Western Swing records, many of them your own request items. And we're going to kick it off with my absolute favorite Western Swing record of the year, even though it came out about 40 years ago. Just got reissued this year on the Norton label on an album called The Big Itch Volume 4, and it's called Baby by Marty Roberts. 2, 3, 4.
baby, baby.
Baby.
Oh, baby. Baby. Mmm, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Baby.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay. Here's one that Burford told me. This year, it seems like this traveling salesman was traveling down the road one night, and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer comes to the door, and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" The traveling salesman said, "I'm sorry, the farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son." And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right.
'cause I'm a cake-eating man. I eat my cake when I can. I love a dapper flapper who showed a dimple knee and like to do her loving in the naughty lingerie. My honey babe will be there, oh, with my shoe polished hair. For I'm a never-loving, aggravating, cookie-pushing, cake-eating man. When I can, I like a satin spoon underneath the moon and drag my baby home just about noon. My honey babe will be there, oh, with my shoe polish hair. For I'm a never loving, aggravating, cookie pushing, cake eating man. Anything most any man's got. My honey babe will be there, oh, with my shoe polish hair. For I'm a never loving, aggravating, cookie pushing, cake eating man, cake eating man.
Request for. Let her go, boy.
Lady, get out your can. Here comes your garbage man.
Get away from me, man. I ain't got no garbage.
Back in his days.
Hound here, a little slow on the draw there. Sorry. Milton Brown and his brownies, Garbage Man. Think those guys ever tried alcohol? Counting backwards, we heard the Light Crust Doughboys, Pussy, Pussy, Pussy. Jimmy Revered and his Oklahoma Playboys, Cake Eating Man. Hartman's Heartbreakers with Betty Lou by request, Give It To Me, Daddy. And we open up with Marty Roberts and Baby. Isn't that a masterpiece, huh? Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the news. I don't know why this is news, but it's a good story. Richard Feynman was addressing a scientific conference on the subject, the celebrated physicist on the subject of gravity, and he reported that the gravitational force of the Earth is weak. In fact, it's damn weak. At that moment, a loudspeaker broke loose from the ceiling and crashed to the floor. That's a loudspeaker? One more time. Thank you. And, which he promptly responded, weak, but not negligible. I don't know why that's news. I just liked it. And on a sadder note, Steve Douglas, the famous session sax player, bought the farm this week. He's, I guess, best known for being in Duane Eddy's Rebels. He also played with Elvis and Sam Cooke, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, Sonny Bono, tons of Phil Spector records, all the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean records. Doesn't say how he died. They just have an obituary for him here, courtesy of the AP, and there is no information on exactly what killed the poor guy. But relevant to this show, Steve Douglas was an original member of Kip Tyler and the Flips, also known as the greatest rock and roll band that ever was. Non-rock and roll Hall of Famers, Kip Tyler and the Flips. And he also did make one solo record on the Crown label, Steve Douglas and the Rebel Rousers, which was the name of, you know, Duane Eddy's band. It's called the Popeye Twist Stomp. It's not a very good record. It's got one good instrumental on it. He sings on this record, and you don't want to hear that. But we got a miniature two-song salute to Steve Douglas right now, which will include the one good song from that album, and, of course, his greatest sax solo ever, which is on the Kip Tyler and the Flips Rumble Rock record on the Ebb label. I know we play that a lot, but it's such a great record. How can you possibly be tired of it? Anyway, saying goodbye to Steve Douglas.
Back in the jungle.
Yeah, Steve Douglas, heart failure he died of, age 55, and So his first group there, Kip Tyler and the Flips, Duane Eddy raided the band to form his touring band, the Rebels, and he took the drummers, Jimmy Troxell, and sax player Steve Douglas, and they became his road band. And, you know, he went on to play with everybody. He's like on Bob Dylan records and Eric Clapton records, all this crap he did. But that was his absolute pinnacle, Kip Tyler and the Flips. And before that, we heard something from his only solo album, Steve Douglas and the Rebels. It's called Clap Your Hands. Anyway, without further ado, let's go right into Blues Hangover. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock. And what do we got queued up? Polka Dot Slim. It's a thing you gotta face.
Two teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
It's gone away.
morning.
Right now, listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts, and you know you're sick, you know your prostate's infected and diseased, and you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple burr? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Nobody knows old Naptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows old Naptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, when you get lonesome and want to have some fun, you just grab a train and try old Naptown somewhere. When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long. When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long. Because they have their pleasure, they sure do carry on. I would rather be in Naptown than any place I know. I would rather be in Naptown than any place I know. I can get me a ticket and stop by the Walker Show. I'm going back to Naptown. Baby, don't you want to go? I'm going back to Naptown. Baby, don't you want to go? Because there ain't nobody knows on Naptown like I know.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Yes, I was standing at a train station this morning, babe. My baby was
for music.
Twisting is good, and it don't cheat. Make it real, real sweet. Whoa-wee. So good to me. Twist, twist, man, that twist while the twisting is good. The twisting is good. Twisting is good. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie. Twist with my Annie.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU, East Orange, listener-sponsored radio. Emanating from the grounds of Uppsala College. And that was Smokey Smothers there, Twist With Me, Annie. I like records that try to jump on two bandwagons at the same time, the Annie records and Twist records. Cousin Leroy did Waiting at the Station. Schoolboy Cleve did She's Gone. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell there, Naptown Blues. And Polka Dot Slim did A Thing You Gotta Face. Or A Thing With A Gotta Face. I don't know. Anyhow, what are we talking about? News, announcements, I don't know. I'm lost, folks. Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? Those of you who were kind enough to pledge money for during the 1993 fundraiser, and there were a lot of you, your prizes have not been mailed out yet, of course, because the T-shirts haven't been printed yet. So they're saying like another 2 or 3 weeks, and then everything will be speeding to you in the mail, all those swell prizes, Chuck Berry porno tapes, dog-style cassettes, FMU T-shirts. It'll all get there. Be patient. Cub reporter Andy Schwartz sent this one in. Right, you know, I need a laugh track for this one. And it's not easy to do your own laugh track. Did they make Gabe Kaplan do his own laugh track? Maybe that's why he quit. Anyhow, okay. Monkees lead singer Davy Jones has launched a horse watch program in Britain to help save horses from cruel attacks by vandals. Police say over 30 horses have either been stabbed, clubbed, shot at with air guns, attacked with corrosive liquids, or sexually assaulted in southern England during the past year. Half of these attacks take place in Hampshire, where Jones lives. Go figure. And, of course, what is now a weekly event here on the Hound Show, a weekly feature, is the R&B Rock and Roll Assault Desk. It seems that Edward Okolaski Jr., the former drummer for Detroit rocker Mitch Ryder, actually he was the conga player in Mitch Ryder and Detroit, Dirty Ed, has been ordered to stand trial on charges he raped four children in his garage in Hazel Park, Michigan. Police say that Okalski blew crack cocaine smoke into the mouths of two boys and two girls less than the age of 12 and sexually assaulted and photographed them. He's being held at $1.2 million bond. He drummed for played congas in Mitch Ryder's Detroit and later was the tour bus driver for Kiss. That one does not get a laugh track. We better just play some more records. Had a request for this one last week. I said I'd bring it this week. The guy's probably not listening because it's a beautiful day, but I will play it. Ron Thompson and the Brohams. Switchblade.
Switchblade. The point.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Miss James left this morning while I lay fast asleep. When I found out that she was gonna jump up on my feet. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James, look out, I'm on your trail. Well, I looked for my shoes, but my shoes wasn't there. I went to the cupboard for a piece of bread, and the doggone cupboard was there. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James. Look out, Miss James, look out, I'm on your trail. But then I got good and mad, and man, this ain't no job. Jones was running to the top of the hill. She was doing about 45. Run on, Miss James. Run on, Miss James. Run on, Miss James. Run on, I'm on your trail. Run on, Miss James. When I caught Miss James, she fell to her knees. She didn't know what to do. I caught you, Miss James. Done caught you, Miss James. Ate up my bread, now I'm gonna whip your head. Run on, Miss James. 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 Run on, run on, run on. Run on, Miss James.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound.
Goodbye, baby.
Yes, I've cried and cried for you.
This is a hit!
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Well, I'm going to Louisiana, gonna take my pocket knife, I'm gonna
gonna catch an alligator, gonna fix him up right. I know I got to go since my baby sent the news.
Mama needs a pair of new alligator shoes.
I gotta go.
Gotta go.
Cool, cool gators gotta go.
Gotta go.
Well, since my baby said it, well, I know she looks sweet. Well, the pair of cool gators on the bottoms of her feet, I gotta go. Swamps full of skeeters, snakes, and flies. I finally found an alligator just my baby size. Brother, when I grabbed him, what a bad, bad scene.
The gator wasn't friendly, he was downright mean.
I gotta go.
Gotta go.
Cool, cool gators gotta go. Cool gators on the bottoms of her feet, I gotta go. Saw my gal walking down the street with my best pal. I don't know, but sooner or later
I'll find out where that cat found a white alligator.
I gotta go,
gotta go.
Cool, cool gators gotta go.
Gotta go.
Well, since my baby said it, well, I know she looks sweet. Well, the pack cool gators on the bottoms of her feet, I gotta go.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I'm the hound and I'm driving. WFMU East Orange with Carl Ballou, Cool Gator Shoes. The Crystals did I Love My Baby. Hazel Atkins and his Pumpin' Piano, brand new on the Norton label, Matilda. That'll never be on an album, only on the 45. Richard Berry, Look Out, Miss James. We opened up with Ron Thompson and the Broham Switchblade. Steve from Pompton called. He was home. He did hear his request. Hallelujah. Just me and you today, I think. Nice weather. Boy, this really tests the mettle of an FMU DJ. A beautiful Saturday, and I got to come out here and sit inside. Anyway, it's Todd. It's Mr. T's birthday today. Happy birthday, Todd. And I'm going to read your today's birthday horoscope. First from Joyce Gilson. More fun and more money ahead. Real estate purchase or sales bring great gain in May or June. In July, travel is favored, especially revisiting the old homestead. In August, establish a strong base of financial security for family. The past pays off in November through inheritance. Now I'll read you the voice of doom, Patrick Walker. These are the good ones. The planetary setup of your anniversary makes it clear that the time has come to bend, if not exactly break the rules and change the habits of a lifetime. In fact, some sort of major upheaval is now a must rather than a maybe. Well, Todd, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And we got about 7 minutes to vibe time. Play some records. I don't feel like I can fit in anywhere else. Like, I just like to play this one just to make Dave the Spaz jealous. Count Yates.
On Sunday afternoon around about 2, I pick my baby up and here's what we do. We jump into my car and go to the zoo to see the chimpanzee. We buy some peanuts and a couple of sacks, a pretty jelly beans and cracker jacks. We always bring along some afternoon snacks to feed the chimpanzee. Other people giggle at everything he does, but my baby and I stare in fascination and secretly I'm wondering if he just might be a distant relation. Although you laugh and say it couldn't be true, remember he might be a cousin to you. And if you don't believe it, go to the zoo and watch the chimpanzee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Last night I dreamed the whole night through. I dreamed that I was all alone at the zoo. I had some peanuts and some jelly beans too to feed the chimpanzee. I dreamed the cage was empty, vacant and bare. And so I walked right up and filled up a chair. Ate all the peanuts I was planning to share with the chimpanzee. Even though you giggle and think it's kind of silly, I can tell you right now in my situation that I could see that you and you and me all might be related distantly. When I woke up, I was surprised as could be. There in the crowd, staring curiously, I
This is a hit!
Riding a cool looking beach. Now come on, baby.
No dice.
Come on, honey, now cut the ice.
Haven't you read? Haven't you heard? Well, man, why haven't you got the word?
There's sharks in these waters. Meow. Sharks in these waters. Meow.
If you're going to the beach, it's no day. I don't want to be shark bait.
I came on alone. I left my quivering chick at home. I ran through the sand and jumped in the sea. Yikes, there's a hungry shark staring at me.
I warned him once, he'd better stay at home. But my big he-man had to make the sea alone.
There's sharks in these waters.
Yeah.
Sharks in these waters.
Yeah. To be shark bait. Shark bait.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Good one to talk over, seeing as the vibe came in a second early, which I had a feeling it was going to do. Let's see where we can bring Roscoe up somehow here. Put him in there, put him on here. And then we'll go air and line. Air and line. Yep. Hey, Roscoe.
There's some vintage feedback going there.
Yeah, that's my special brand of we bring up the vibes. Okay, we're ready. We're ready for vibe. How you been?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, what are you? You're in the studio.
We're in the stud, just like you, in a beautiful day, stuck inside.
You got no windows though.
No windows.
So I can at least look outside and get more depressed.
Ah.
Anyway, how you been?
Oh, pretty good. Busy just chunking away here. I'm sitting here with Albert, and he was going, "Hey, tell the hound I didn't get my pledge package."
Well, if he was listening to the show, he would know that because the T-shirts haven't been finished being printed yet, so it'll be like another You mean his prizes and all that stuff?
No, I think his thing to send the money.
Oh, really? He never got that?
I never got one either.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to give me your mailing address, and I'll make sure they send it out again.
Okay.
Well, I gotta check the cards anyway, because there's a couple other screw-ups. I gotta go through them. They're locked up today.
All right. Well, I mean, enough about the.
But enough about us. What's the vibe?
The vibe. It's just kind of a work vibe. Stuck in a work vibe. Back from Springfield. I'm going to Hot Springs next weekend.
Oh, good spot. Well, give us a call from like McLaren's Barbecue or someplace amazing like that.
Yeah, I got it. do better on the food this thing this time. I do have a reservation to play golf.
There's McLaird's and there's both Stubby's are pretty amazing.
Wait, McLaird's, that was the one that's out towards the lake?
No, that's in the other direction, like past the racetrack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
That's a great one. That's my absolute favorite.
That was your favorite one?
Yeah. But, you know, the food, actually, the absolute most amazing thing is the Sunday brunch at the Arlington Hotel. That's incredible. An ice sculpture, you know, the size of the Washington Monument.
There's a vibe right there.
What?
So tonight's fun?
Well, let's see. I would say that either Simon that's playing at McGovern's, Simon the Bar Sinisters, and you got the Swinging Neckbreakers, the Frigs, Speedball Baby, and the Cherubs at Brownies, or the Sea Monkeys at Spiral.
Have you been to the Spiral? And
every time I go there, there's a knife fight, and I haven't been there in like a year at least.
Yeah, I haven't.
2 years maybe.
Been there in a long time either.
But for those of you who like knife fighting, I would recommend it highly. And the Sea Monkeys, of course, featured WFMU's own Dave the Spaz Abramson.
So what kind of knife fighting do they do there? Razors, switchblades, buck knives?
You know, as soon as I see, I wasn't look. I don't exactly stand up and get close enough to watch.
Kind of a check, please.
Dog used to bounce there.
You did?
Remember, you know, Dog, Tom Clark's drummer?
Yeah.
Even he couldn't take the place.
I haven't seen him in a while. Has he been hanging at Manitoba's?
Yep. All the time.
Well, I might take a break myself and go outside.
Okay, Roscoe.
See what it looks like.
Nice vibing with you. Maybe
yeah,
I can see you somewhere.
So, any of you hound listeners, when you see the hound,
buy him a drink.
Buy him a drink. Buy him two.
He needs it.
All right, we'll see
okay,
you.
Okay, Roscoe, take
Aloha.
Care. Let me unplug myself from the phone line here. Release line, yeah. And tell you what we heard. No, that's not, I don't want that. That. Very good. Okay. Well, that last thing we talked over was Link Ray's Lillian. And before that, we heard Larry and Dixie Davis and Shark Bait. Good summer hit here. And Count Yates, the Chimpanzee. Okay, I'm just going to give that to Dave the Spaz. That's a great record, but it's more his speed than mine. And I already did renouncements. I don't got to do that. And I already wished Todd a happy birthday. Let's go right into the Vomp set. You know, there's this Velvet Underground reunion happening this summer, so I thought I'd drag out the Velvet's bootlegs. And this was one we always get requests for in the Velvet's bootleg category. She moved right in.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Love me tender. Broke in my heart now. Didn't take you too long. Our love's on the dark side. 'Cause you cheated and you lied. I gave you all my sweet love of me, but you weren't satisfied. Baby, my nights are too long. Oh, the minutes seem like hours, huh? Ever since you've been gone.
He wants to tell you about it.
Well, I love you, honey. For the birds of the sky. Without your sweet love, all I do, baby, is cry.
I say, I'm crying for you, child. You know you've got the man. 'Cause you're the best of the woman, girl, this man has ever had. I gotta have you, honey. Say that you'll be mine. 'Cause I love you forever, girl, to the end of time. Mine, all mine, please be mine. I just got to have you. You can't do that to me.
Sounds right here all day. We play music with you in mind.
Shanty Trent.
Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Trent? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Trent. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Trent. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Trent without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
try to love somebody, it's that same old story. I try so hard, I give it everything I got, but at the end, I'm the one who left.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here. WFMU East Orange, Little Johnny Thunders, So Alone. Yesterday was the second anniversary of his death. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Before that, the A-Bones, brand new Shanty Tramp, new 45. Flat Duo Jets, also brand new. Spring Heel Jack. The Yardbirds, the Psycho Daisies, The Shadows of Night, a live version of Dark Side. Velvet Underground, She Moved Right In from some weird bootleg. And extra long VOM set today. Since we haven't done a VOM in weeks, we had a short vibe report, mercifully short vibe report. So, anyway, how is the traffic? No, good. Good. Everybody stay home. At least until like 9, till I get home. Then you can crowd the tunnel. I don't care. Oh, I got tons of news. I can't find my laugh track, though. I'm not. Falling apart here today. Where'd my laugh track go? Oh, I guess I have to do news without the laugh track. This is incredible. This doesn't need a laugh track. It's too... Mississippi Supreme Court upheld a 25-year prison sentence for a would-be rapist whose victim grabbed his groin and wouldn't let go. The court rejected the 29-year-old Dwight Coverson's grounds for appeal, which focused on challenges to certain jurors and whether the jury should have heard his confession. Anyway, this thing happened 3 years ago. This woman was in bed, and she heard someone walk into the room. The intruder sat on top of her, threatened and cursed at her, and then he took his clothes off and demanded oral sex. The woman in her 50s realized that he wasn't armed, she grabbed his penis, twisted, yanked, and held on with one hand. Then she grabbed his testicles and bit. He yelled, "Please, please, you're killing me. Die then," she said. I like this woman. She said, "Die then. Woman, you've got me suffering," he said. Anyway, somebody finally called the cops, and it took the jury 7 minutes to convict this guy. I like women like that. I think if more women did that, you know, I think what they should basically do is either start giving women, like, martial arts lessons from grade one, or just issue them all a taser or something. So, you know, men only do that kind of crap because they know they can get away with it. They know the courts and the laws are on their side, and, you know. Anyway, we got more ridiculous idiots in the news. Here's a good one. Stevens Point, Wisconsin. A woman dubbed the Snow Queen, persuaded men to undress in her truck, then get out and rub snow all over themselves while she drove away with their clothes and money, authorities said. Dela Dobbs pleaded innocent Tuesday to three counts of theft. Trial date was not immediately set. Anyway, she robbed at least three men last month, leaving them standing nearly naked or naked in the snow. One of the victims went with her to a hotel room. Prosecutor said he was told that if he got in the shower, she would scrub his back. Instead, she left with his pants and $600 in cash. Blah, 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 blah. One more utter moron. And this is an utter moron. Boy, men are idiots. Even me sometimes, but this guy, listen to this. A man was sentenced to 62 years in prison for beating his 2-year-old son to death, apparently because the boy played with dolls. Jose Angel Diaz, a 27-year-old machine operator, was found guilty of murder Tuesday. Should they just give Texas back to Mexico or something? Anyway, after he was really offended that his 2-year-old son was playing with dolls, and he didn't like the way his son was holding his hands. He said he was holding his hands a certain way, and Diaz was worried that his child was becoming, this is a 2-year-old, by the way, was becoming a homosexual. So he beat the kid to death. Imbecile. Should have just dropped him off inside the compound in Waco. Anyway, on that note, let's play some more records. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving. We got one queued up on the Fortune label by the Terrigan Brothers.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
as a lonely tramp. There ain't no use for you to cry, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
It's a good thing I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Thank you. line to some constructive use.
I love that stupid record. The Tonettes there. Oh, what a baby. The flip side's called Howie. What a cool record. Mickey Guitar Baker's on it. What an absolute classic. Counting backwards, Eddie Bo, We Like Mambo on the Ace label. Don French did Goldilocks. Clarence Frogman Henry did Lonely Tramp. And the Terrigan Brothers, High Hole, Little Girl. WFMU East Orange, I Am the Hound. And I got about a little less than an hour left. There we go. A real bumper crop of news today. Thank you, Renick. You did a fabulous job in the news. Here's a good one. A Brooklyn teen was arrested for bludgeoning his mother with a hammer, then putting her still alive in a closet where she eventually died. Police tracked Jean Alex St. Hubert, age 17, to upstate Newburgh Friday after where he fled to his with his girlfriend after the grisly murder, which capped a long-standing feud between St. Hubert and his mother. That's the best part of the story. Hollywood is on the trail of survivors. Survivors of the Waco Inferno are the hottest tickets in Hollywood. If you anybody who made it out of the compound alive can expect between $15,000 and $25,000 for an exclusive interview. For a movie of the week, a good story can get maybe $100,000. We can't even get a good joke on it over here. Here's another one. Oh, no, that's the same. We did that already. Sniper terror in Hollywood. A former employee armed with a hunting rifle peppered a movie studio headquarters with gunfire this week. He wounded two people. The alleged gunman was arrested at a park near Universal Studios in Hollywood, which was his primary target. His name was John Brian Jarvis. He surrendered without a struggle and faced charges. What was he, a director? Doesn't say what he did for a living. I guess he got fired there recently. All right, that's it for the news. Renouncements. Let's see. Dave the Spaz and his Sea Monkeys over at the Spiral tonight in Houston Street. Brownies is the Swinging Neck Breakers, the Frigs, Speedball Baby, and the Cherubs. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's tonight and Thursday at the Divide. And I think Solomon Burke is at Tramps on Friday, but I'm not sure about that one. Anyway, let's get back into it with Cliffy Nash and the Rockaways, Cincinnati Rock.
Well, Cincinnati.
rockin' with the rock and roll. Everybody doing that rock and roll. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Know that a jazz man can't compete with a rock and roll man. Oh, yeah.
We will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
You'll ever see. Got a bike by the name of Tilly that my mama brought for me. Got to grease all the old ball bearings, want no rust on them at all. Got to grease all the old ball bearings so I'll never, never stall. I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. When I put on my brand new pedal, she'll ride so doggone smooth. Well, I must put on my pedal, then no Tilly's in the groove. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. It's my bike by the name of Tilly, fastest thing that I ever rode. It's my bike by the name of Tilly that can carry such a load. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. I'm gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. I'm gonna ring her bell tonight. I'm gonna tighten the screws on Tilly and ride with all my might. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line. Gonna pump, 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 pump Tilly out of sight.
You put that small mind to some constructive use.
Up, I don't know what to do. You
look in my eyes. Someday when I'm not around anymore, that's when you're gonna realize. You're gonna see how it feels to be lonely. You realize that you love me only. You're gonna hang your head and many tears you shed, but that won't keep you from feeling lonely. Then you'll see, then you'll know how much you hurt me so.
Circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
I love a girl.
My dove. Now I've been seeing all kinds of things.
ever seen. Booga, booga, boo.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Oh, shake that thing, baby. Well, down in Georgia, they've got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, cause it's easy to do. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, the old folks are doing it, the young folks too. Old folks teach the young ones just what to do. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, Grandpapa Johnson, Grand Sister Kate, shook her like the jelly shakes on a plate. They were shaking that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Wobble in the back. One step forward, stop dead in your tracks. Then shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired tell you how to shake that thing. Well, anyone can do it. It's easy to do. If I can do it, baby, you can do it too. Shake that thing. Yeah. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, with Wynonna Harris, Shake That, that thing. Billy Hall and the Arabs, Ooga Booga Boo Boo. Better title than it was a record. The other side was better. I just was too lazy to do a live recue today. Garland Davis did Betty Joe. Leon Mock did You Hurt Me So. The Swallows, Bicycle Tilly. Cliff Nash and the Rockaways opened it up. Cincinnati Rock. And I believe it is time for a PSA. It stands for Public Service Announcement. There was a good one in here, too. Oh, okay. If you're a woman over 40 years old and you haven't had a pap test for cervical cancer this year, call Planned Parenthood Center in Dover. Planned Parenthood is holding low-cost cancer screening clinic on Friday, April 30th. That's this Friday from 9 to 3 p.m. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each patient will receive a breast and pelvic exam and a pap test, all for a $10 fee. These tests can be real lifesavers for many women. In recognition of Breast Awareness Month in May, Planned Parenthood will also distribute coupons for the American Cancer Society for a $40 off first-time mammograms for women who have never had a mammogram. Appointments are necessary, so please call Planned Parenthood at, this is a 201 area code, 361-6006, 361-6006. And believe me, that's a good deal, $10. Do yourselves a favor, gals. Anyway, I got nothing to say. Let's go right back into it with Lloyd Price, and he's walking that track. Jack.
My baby back. Oh,
track. Bring my baby back.
This motherfucker got rhythm.
My baby's gone on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if means I miss you. Or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you. And she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere. I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. I'm hoping that means I love you. And she's coming down the earth again. My baby's fooling around with a satellite. Now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat. That chick don't know where she's at. She better come on down here to earth and groove. I'll lay that sound on me, honey.
Oh, where did that little green man come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
I need your love.
three, two, one.
Blast off!
Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here with our old pal Arthur Alexander, Soldiers of Love. Don't forget he's got a new album out called Lonely Like Me on Elektra. You should go buy it. Herbie Duncan there by request, Hot Lips Baby in the Marvel label. Charles Lightheart did I Need Your Love. Louis Prima, BB. And we opened with Lloyd Price and Walking the Track. You know what I completely forgot to announce? Next week here on the Hound Show, Handsome Dick Manitoba will be here in person. And he was going to be here to plug his new band, the Plug Uglies, but they done broke up already, so he's going to be here plugging nothing, just hanging around with us and being Mr. Personality and Song. So next week on the Hound Show, Handsome Dick Manitoba, don't forget it. Other than that, I got little to say, except for on turntable number left, we got the Falcons and Juke Hop.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Driving down the street, making a lot of noise. Smile out and muffin, bring me loads of joy. Up walked a cop with a pencil in his hand. He said, I'm gonna give you a ticket, you're too noisy, man. Loud muffler, make too much noise. Rolling down the road for a Sunday ride. Make too much noise. Driving to the beach in the summertime. Got the top down, Lord, I'm feeling fine. I get about a mile from where I started to go. An officer says, you better quiet down, Joe.
muffler, make too much noise. Loud muffler, loud muffler, make too much noise.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Thank you.
all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Am I dancing with you for the last time? Am I holding you close for the last time? Why have you grown so bold?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hell, dear, I just thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Nathaniel Meyer there, My Last Dance With You. Doesn't that sound like Rosie from Rosie and the Originals, like tied up in the corner with a gun to her head on that record? Kim Foley did Goodbye Train. Crybaby Curtis, I Wanna. Robert Williams and the Groovers, Loud Mufflers, by request. The Falcons opened it up, Juke Hop. Don't forget, next week on the Hound Show, Handsome Dick Manitoba will be here with us. And don't forget, I'll go through the announcements one last time. Over at Brownies, you got the Swinging Neckbreakers, the Frigs, Speedball Baby, and the Cherubs. And at the Sea Monkeys are at Spiral, and Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at McGovern's, and they're at the Divide every Thursday. That's free. Let's just rock into that last 12 minutes with Piano Red.
Rock me. If you ever
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, that just about craps it up. That was Mickey and Sylvia, Dearest. You can hear Bo Diddley playing guitar in the back of that one somewhere. Roscoe Gordon, Did You Figure It Out in the Duke label, and we opened it up with Piano Red, Rockin' with Red. Don't forget next week on the Hound Show, Handsome Dick, Manitoba. Happy birthday to Todd, and if the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. Wild Girls up next.
Hold it now. Hold it now. Hold it. Hold it. Shh.